Have a good year.
Case number 10976, Kelly and Mary Sheridan, east of Road 413B, Cal House Branch Road, approximately 3,450 feet west of Route 26 Millsboro Highway. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home for storage.
Would you give your name for the record, please?
Mary Z. Sheridan.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the information you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
But you, okay. She went out.
Thank
to
you.
Check it.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. And ma'am.
You want to explain to the board your request?
Well, addressing the questions presented before us for a special use exception, will the exception substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? We're kind of our own neighbor in a sense.
Okay.
My wife and I own the property that is adjacent. We do have a part-time neighbor on the other side of that property that we've discussed this with. I don't know if the council received a letter, but he did indicate that he would send one and had no objection. And the contiguous neighbor on the other side is a 50-foot right-of-way owned by, I believe, Jim Parker and Ray Ellis. And then on the other side of that, a neighbor to my understanding, no one seems to have a problem with our keeping. The structure that we're asking to keep was originally our home. And this council was nice enough to grant a medical hardship for me to move my parents down here back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
The dilemma that creates is my mom passed away. My dad had a series of strokes. The care that he required was more than we could give him as working people, and he went to live with my youngest sister in Tawnytown, which negated the need for a medical hardship any longer. Under the laws of the county council, that's a temporary arrangement. The house has to go.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's never going to realize any return on his investment, as we couldn't sell the house. The only thing we decided to do was take the house over and buy it from him. We had hoped to be able to keep the old house for storage simply because it's insulated. There's a more than a ample amount of square footage mm-hmm. for storage, and it just makes sense. And I'm hoping you'll agree to not tear it down and then have to rebuild something for storage.
Right.
It's got a nice sun porch on the front, which we still use, and a little patio. It's got a carport in the back where we can shelter a couple of our vehicles or my little tractor mower or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were told, we came up to the zoning office and spoke to one of the inspectors that was on duty that day and said, what do we have to do to satisfy the county that there aren't two residences on a single parcel property? And the answer we got was, take the kitchen out, disable the kitchen. It then becomes an outbuilding, it then becomes a shed. So that's what we have done. Ms. Thibodeau is one of your inspectors. She's been out there and she's inspected it. According to the indication she gave, it's done to her satisfaction. She said she would pass that along to this board.
Okay.
I see she has a letter here that says that she's that you've removed the kitchen and all its appliances.
Yes, sir.
And the inspector has inspected that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What does it look like?
You know, everybody's standing up here all night telling this panel that it's unique. We're no different. It's unique. We bought this great property.
Oh, okay.
It's a single wide trailer, but you can't even tell. It's got a bump out bedroom here and a bump out family room there and a deck here and a.
Okay.
I mean, when you stand there and look at it, it looks like looks like the Ponderosa from the road.
What are you going to store in there?
I'm a bit of a collector of things that my wife calls my junk.
Oh, okay.
And I deal a little bit in antiques. We've been self-employed most of our lives. I'm hoping that at some point in time I'll be able to convince her that some of this junk was worth the time and effort. You know, so. That remains to be seen, but...
Notify that TV station to come look at you and see if you could sell something.
Yes, sir. Antiques Roadshow. I'm a big fan.
And has the bathroom also been removed?
No, but it's not hooked up. I mean, I don't...
It's not connected.
I can do that.
It's not connected to the septic?
No, sir. I'd be more than happy to do whatever it takes to satisfy.
We just want to be assured that it's not going to be living quarters for anyone.
No, sir. We have no intention of that. It's just, like I said, if you could...
So it's kitchen.
If you could see it, there's a lot of reasons not to tear it down and build a carport.
I think the ordinance states that kitchen facilities only...
There's no cooking facilities are permitted. That's what makes a dwelling.
That's what makes it a dwelling.
Bathroom is okay.
Thank you for that. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickers?
No, he showed me what it looked like.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
And I have no further... Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion on case number 10,976.
Mr. Chairman, since hearing no testimony, that would suggest that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, and hearing testimony that it won't, make a motion that we approve case number 10,976.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,976. Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the same reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway, aye, for the reasons that have just been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,976 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, all of you. Bye.